Welcome to Moedon Ivri, which means Club Hebrew, which in English is a nice double entendre if you think about it. Club meaning gathering of people, and club as in club into submission, which is both reasons why we are here. In Hebrew, Moedon doesn't mean that kind of club, but in English we have that nice segue. All right. We are in 1 Samuel chapter 17, which is the exciting chapter of David and Goliath, and we're ready to start verse 10. We left off in August, if you will remember, with a description of Goliath and the Philistine army, but especially Goliath and his immense size and strength. And he had been issuing this challenge to Israel to send, you know, why should we decimate your whole army, basically? Just send one guy, I'll beat him. And he put it this way, whoever wins will be the victor. But he knew that he was going to be the winner because he's about 10 feet tall, see? So we pick it up in verse 10 where he continues that challenge, all right? Starts like this. Vayomer ha-pelishti, ani cherafti et ma'arkot Yisrael ha-yom hazeh. And the Philistine said, notice that yud on the end of Philistine, that's that gentilic ending. The Philistine said, I cherafti. Now notice that this is a PL form from charaf, and it means to taunt or to revile. Alright? I taunt ma'arkot. I taunt the battle line of Israel. Notice that ma'arkot is from the root arak, which means to arrange or to order, and like is customary in Hebrew, you add a mem and make a noun. So I taunt or revile the battle lines of Israel, Hayom Hazeh, this day. Alright? Tenu, what's the root? Natan, good, nice call imperative. Give to me Ish, give me a man. Nilachama Yachad, what's the root of Nilachama? Lacham, and notice that this form occurs usually in the Nifal, and that's what it is here. A Vav plus a Nifal, first common plural. So give a man to me and let us fight Yachad together. Let us fight together. Alright, so there's his challenge. Any questions about verse 10? Alright, they got. Alright, verse 11. Vayishma Shaul v'kol Yisrael. And Saul and all Israel heard. Okay, and now here's what they heard. Et divrei ha-pelishti ha-eila. The words of the Philistine, the these. What does the these refer to?
What words?
The words. Notice how it's set up. You're going to see a number of constructions like this in the section we're reading. All right? And Saul and all Israel heard the words of these words of the Philistine. Okay? Va-ye-chatu va-yir-u me'od. All right. Va-ye-chatu. The root you might be familiar with, it's from chatat, which means to be shattered, to be dismayed. And the form as most parse it is a nifal, imperfect vav consecutive from chatat. Alright? I think the form would look identical to a call imperfect, because it's a double line of a stative kind of verb, but I don't think there's any other examples of it. So we'll just leave it as nifal, so it doesn't cause complications. You might want to put the root on your vocab cards, chatat, to be dismayed. It does occur a little more regularly, but not like amar, for example. Okay. And they were dismayed. Va-yiru. Now, look at this carefully. What's the root?
Ra-ah.
Ah, you guys, I fooled you. It's not ra-ah. It's yare, to be afraid. Notice if you took the vowels away, they would all be the same. But you see that little line after the yud?
Mm-hmm.
That's telling you to kind of hesitate. And they didn't write the two yuds like you would expect. The year oo with the extra yud. You'll see this form a lot, see? Huh. And so the Masoretes are telling you, read this as Yare. Okay? And they were dismayed and really scared. Okay? Any questions about verse 11? All right, there's my trick for today. Verse 12. David ben Ish Ephrati hazeh. Now, Dave, okay, now here's an interesting kind of aside. it's filling in some stuff, but also repeating some stuff that we already know about David from the narrative. We got this earlier, remember? Now, David was the son of a man, an Ephratite man. Okay, what does Hazeh go with? It goes with Ish. David was the son of an Ephratite man, this one. So you'd really say, this Ephratite man. In English, we'd say a certain Ephratite man, Hazeh. Okay? It's kind of a common way of saying a certain. Mibet Lechem, from Bethlehem, Yehuda, of Judah. Okay? Ushmo Yishai, and his name was Jesse. So notice how it's re-identifying all this stuff again, reacquainting us after kind of a gap in the narrative. Velo Shemonabanim, and to him were 8 sons. Again, notice you have the numeral preceding the noun. The numeral is singular, nouns plural, no problem. Okay? Vehaish Bime Shaul Zakein Ba Ba'anashim. Now this is kind of a little obscure. Notice how the Masoretes pointed. They put the Rabia above the Shaul. So they're telling you to read those first 3 words together. Okay, so his name was Jesse, and he had 8 sons. Now the man in the days of Saul, you might want to put it like this, as for the man in the days of Saul, pause, Zakein, old. Okay, as for the man in the days of Saul, referring to Jesse, as for the man in the days of Saul, he was old, or he was an elder. Okay, or old, Baba Anasham, old, he went among men. Alright, so again, the Masoretic text is rather awkward. As for the man in the days of Saul, he went around among men as an old one, or as an elder. Notice that the Septuagint actually adds the more common, and etesin in years, he was advanced among men in years. See, they kind of make it nice and easy. And evidently that's what it means, but it's kind of an awkward expression. Okay, any questions on verse 12? Okay. All right. Yes, go ahead, Beth.
So elders, when we were reading elders, there's not really like we would think of an elder in the church. We're speaking of
that's a good question. It's usually used to age, but you know, that kind of meshes with status as well. So now I don't know whether the emphasis here is he had a certain status, that he had a certain, yeah, or is it simply age? And I really can't tell you for sure. Yeah. It seems like he had a certain status because he actually sends gifts, you'll see in a few verses, to Saul, to the leader, and maybe...
The very fact of having 8 sons also be
yeah,
a positive.
See, but he had status, and yeah. I think that there's some of that nuance earlier when Samuel goes to meet him as well, you know, that he was the one invited to the... Remember they invited the elders of the city to that sacrifice, and of course he and all his sons came. And so maybe that is, he's re-indicating that.
The idiom, as he went among men, would seem to imply that more than just in years, as the Septuagint.
Could be, yeah. It's just, how are you going to fill in the gap? Yeah, that's what makes it a little difficult to understand. Right. All right, verse 13. Vayelku shaloshet b'nei Yishai ha-gedolim. And, okay, now shaloshet is 3 sons of Jesse ha-gedolim. Notice this would be the oldest. Okay, that's the subject. So the 3 oldest sons of Jesse, Vayelku, went. Again, a call imperfect from Halak. So the 3 oldest sons of Jesse went, or had left. Now repeats it. The narrative in Samuel's style is kind of very loose here. You get stuff that you don't... It's either substandard kind of Hebrew or more colloquial Hebrew or something. Halku, I would probably translate... They went acharei Shaul, after Saul la milchama, to the battle. So I would translate with 2 different English words. Now the 3 oldest sons of Jesse had left. They had gone after Saul la milchama, to the war. Okay? V'shem shaloshet banav, asher halku ba milchama. Here we go again. And the name of his 3 sons, notice, of his 3 sons who had gone into the war... were Eliab HaBekor, Eliab the firstborn, HaBekor. U'mishnehu, Mishneh means second, and his second son was Abinadab. Thou shalt she, here you have that ordinal number, and the third son was Shammah. All right, so it's just kind of repeating these names again that we've already had before.
Excellent.
Yes?
Is that standard practice for Shelishet? The three, that's a feminine termination, right? For describing his sons?
Yes, remember you have that switch. Remember you have the masculine. Right, after the numeral two, you use the feminine for the masculine, masculine for the feminine. Right, good. Good pick on that. All right. Any other questions about that verse? Verse 14. Vedavid hu hakatan. Now as for David, he was the youngest. Hakatan. U shalosha gedolim halku acharei Shaul. Now here we go again. And the three oldest had gone after Saul. Okay, so what I would probably do here is this. No, you have to read it in connection with verse 15, so stop it like this. Now, as for David, he was the smallest. Now, the three oldest ones had gone after Saul. But David, holeg vashuv me'al Shaul. But David went and returned. Notice two participles, simple call participles, masculine singular, holeg from halak, and shav from shuv. So notice the reason that he kind of reiterates this, if you read these clauses in relation to each other, is because he wants to contrast David with the other sons. So the three oldest, just halak. David, the youngest, halak and shav. He went back and forth, see? So David went back and forth from Saul, lirot, to shepherd or to tend the sheep of his father. Okay, notice lirot is what, from what root? Ra'ah, good. Call, infinitive construct, that hey root has that ot ending, remember? To tend the sheep of his father in Beit Lechem. And again, common style, the accusative is just added without a preposition. All right, accusative of place, which helps all you Greek categorize it very nicely.
Amen.
All right. Any questions on verse 15?
Adverbial accusative place.
It's good. Okay, verse 16. Vayigash ha-pelishti ha-shkem ve-ha-arev. Okay. And Nagash. The Philistine drew near from Nagash. That's just a simple call, imperfect, from Nagash. The Philistine drew near. Now look at this form. Hashkem ve ha'arev. What do those look like? Just off the top of your head. Kind of hard. They're actually infinitives. Infinitive absolutes. The one is from Shakam, a hifil, means to get up early. Another one from Arav, to become evening, or to make Eve go into the evening. Okay. So note, remember in Hebrew you have a dearth of adverbs. Remember that. So Hebrew has a number of strategies for making adverbs. Sometimes it adds a preposition to a noun. Sometimes it will add that am ending, like reek, rekam, kain, kinam, freely. Sometimes it uses infinitives. And here I would just translate these infinitives as adverbs, so that they are saying something about the action in Nagash, draw near. Okay? Namely telling you when he did it.
Would that be an adverb or an adjective?
So it would be an adverb. So listen how I would translate it. The Philistine drew near early in the morning and in the evening. Okay? So it's actually modifying the verb like that. The verbs in other set, you will see actually that same root, shakam, used as a verb with its kind of verbal function in just a few verses. And it actually means to get up early. So Abraham, for example, in the binding of Isaac, got up early. And that's the verb. All right, but here they're functioning as adverbs. So the Philistine drew near in the morning and in the evening, vayityatzev arba'im yom, and took his stand for 40 days. Again, days is not plural, it's singular, because these common idioms with yom and ish usually just stay singular, even with when you have more than one of them. So again, the Philistine drew near early in the morning and in the evening, and he took his stand for 40 days. So this had been going on more than 40. I wonder if the 40, you know, you think symbolic here. Mm-hmm. Something's going to happen now as soon as you see that. And it clues you in. But anyway, any questions about verse 16 and its syntax? Okay, verse 17. Vayomer Yishayla David Beno. Then Jesse said to David Beno, his son, Kach na le'achekka efat ha'kali hazeh. Please take. Notice the na. What is that? Yeah, it's a particle of politeness. And so the father is being polite to his son. It's kind of nice. Maybe it's because he's anointed king and he knows it. I don't know. Doubt it, though. Kach is from what?
Lakach.
Very good. Kach na. Please take le'acheka to your brothers. Efat ha'kalia hazeh. This efa of kali, of roasted corn, not one for your vocab cards. Okay. Take this efa of roasted corn, ba'asra lechem hazeh, and notice hazeh again. So here's like the third or fourth time we've seen this pattern. The hazeh refers to the ten, and lechem is bread, but here loaves of bread, and again you're using a singular for a collective, and ten bread, see? And we'd have to say these 10 loaves of bread. See? It's literally this 10 bread. See it? Which doesn't make any sense to me. Okay. Veharetz hamachane le'acheka. And haretz. You know the root. Roots is run in the call. So this is a hiphil imperative. It doesn't mean cause to run. Notice, again, hiphil, especially of intransitive verbs, is not causative. Here it would mean something like, and go quickly, see, or take them quickly, maybe. To the machaneh, to your brothers, hamachaneh, in the camp, hamachaneh. Okay, and again, notice we've seen this, it shouldn't bother you, the hamachaneh has no preposition or anything in front of it. All right, verse 18. The eight, aseret charitzeh hachelev ha'ele, tavi lesara'elev. And asera 10 charitze hachela, pieces of cheese. Okay, this is from charitz. I think the word occurs only here and maybe one other time. Charitz, pieces of hachela, the cheese, ha'ela. Take these 10 pieces of cheese. Okay? I'm sorry, that's the object. These 10 pieces of cheese, tavi, bring. Notice that that's a call, imperfect. I'm sorry, a hiphil imperfect from both. And bring them, Lesar Ha'elef, to the chief of the thousand. Remember, they were they had generals that were groups of thousands, hundreds, etc. So, in other words, bring it to their head guy. Okay? Ve'et acheka tifkod l'shalom. And as for your brothers, you should hakad, inquire about l'shalom, peace. It's literally, check out peace. Namely, see how they are. Check into their welfare. Okay? Inquire about their welfare. And you'll see this idiom again. It's kind of idiomatic.
Will. How do you normally translate pakad? I mean, it's kind of difficult
right
for me to translate that word a lot.
Pakad, yeah, you're right. Pakad seems to have just a huge range of possible meaning, from to visit, to punish, to appoint. Here to inquire, to what? To muster. Very good, yeah, to muster. So again, it's a very hard word, and you really have to go by the best you can by context. Okay? Ve'et arubatam tikach. And their aruba, their token, again, you should receive. In other words, he wants a token that they're okay. Okay? Okay, good. We'll do one more verse and then we'll stop here. Veshaul vehema vekol ish Yisrael ve'emek ha'ela nilchamim im pelishtim. Now Saul and they, Hema. Now Saul and they, namely the brothers, and all the men of Israel were in the Emek, in the valley of Elah. We're in the valley of Elah. Nilchamim, fighting. Here's the nifal participle from lacham. We saw the nifal imperfect form before. Fighting with the Philistines. Okay? So notice how, we'll stop here, but notice how the narrator is negotiating, getting the plot line moving, giving you background information, tell you where people are and kind of notice how he's doing that in a variety of ways. So we're kind of just reading through the narrative and noting the different ways that the narrative is making sense or helping us make sense of what's going on. All right. We'll start with verse 20 then. Have a good week. Thank you.